I'm Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. You can go to the WGXC Newsroom, WGXC.org, find out more about anything you hear here. Nina Schutzman reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that 50 area residents from 26 countries became naturalized citizens at a June 1st ceremony at the Franklin D. Roosevelt Historic Site in Dutchess County. Adam Srag came to this country from Egypt 6 years ago. Quote, "I see things are a lot better than the Middle East," unquote, said Srag, 31. Quote, "It's really different here. You can work and you can make something of yourself. Over there, you can work but not make something. And that became an idea. Why don't you just stay here and make your future here?" Unquote. About 20% of the new citizens at the ceremony came from Jamaica. Media Roberts came from Jamaica when she was a child. Quote, "It's been for me a long time," unquote, Roberts said. Quote, "I've always wanted to be an American citizen. It's an honor to be able to do this. What I feel is super important is my voice being heard, the fact that I can vote," unquote. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. New York Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand announced June 1st over $67 million in federal funding for public housing agencies throughout upstate New York, including some locally. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development's Public Housing Capital Fund is bringing $193,719 to the Catskill Housing Authority, $312,317 to the Hudson Housing Authority, and $327,667 for the Rensselaer Housing Authority. Quote, "Having a roof over your head is one of life's basic necessities, and we must do everything we can to provide those truly in need with a decent and affordable place to live. This federal investment will help support affordable housing initiatives throughout upstate New York that assist families, the elderly, and persons with disabilities to find an affordable place to live," unquote, Schumer said in a press release. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that Ulster County lawmakers will hold a public hearing June 19th about banning plastic bags in the county next year. Practically every retailer in Ulster County would be blocked from using plastic bags as of April 22, 2019, if the law passes. The county legislature holds the public hearing at 7:05 p.m. June 19th in its chamber on the sixth floor of the Ulster County Office Building at 244 Fair Street in Kingston. All single-use plastic bags would be banned under the proposed law, with stores required to charge a nickel for recyclable paper bags. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. I'm Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported, creative community radio.